This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. Gee, I didn't realise I was such a good bloke.
You are a terrific bloke. No, I tell you what, it's been, all the years I've been in showbiz and journalism and that, we've never met until just recently. And you're such a nice bloke. You're an affable bloke. You're down to earth and all of that. And, of course, Barry Lee from the club, the Crocs, and they are a great AFL club, four premierships in a row, great tradition, started by people from where you live down in Victoria. And so they offered this to you, the number one ticket holder for last year. What was your initial reaction when you were asked?
Oh, well, I was surprised because I tend to think sometimes that people don't know me up north, but it's been a wonderful trip and I've proven that wrong. But I am really genuinely flattered and really honoured, because I love country footy. I really do. Quite often I'd rather go to a country footy game than a big game. And I go to a lot of country footy, and I get up this way quite a bit. I've got a very good mate, Keith, who lives at Mission Beach, and I've got friends in Port Douglas, and I've spent lots of time there, even before the development all happened. And I used to go up there with my kids in the days when we used to fight with the sandflies.
Right.
But I go back a long way, and I had, a bit of an investment up that way years ago. So I'm thrilled, really thrilled to bits to be considered for that, and I'll spread the word. I mean, the Crocs are famous already. They don't need me to spread the word. They've done a very good job, haven't they?
Absolutely. And Barry said to me, the president, this morning, he said when he spoke to you yesterday afternoon, he said his reaction was, "You little beauty. Now I can spend more time up in far north Queensland."
Well, who wouldn't want to?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been here for 2 weeks, a couple of weeks now, and I'm heading back today, but I've had a wonderful rest, and it's a tonic. This area is a tonic, and I know you've got a lot of people from down south up your way, and but it's got a good mix of locals and a great history, so I'm thrilled to bits, Paul.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're in good company, because Billy Brownless, Geelong legend, has been a past number one ticket holder for the Crocs.
Yeah,
so you're in good company, mate.
I saw Billy on the website, dressed in all his livery outside the merchandise shop there, and he's a terrific bloke and a big shoes to fill. But just the same, he's a fabulous bloke, and I think you've chosen well with him, and hopefully you've chosen well with me.
Oh, mate, I couldn't think of anybody. No, I said it this morning. I can't think of anybody better. I mean, you have written really the anthem for AFL with Up There Kazali. But apart from that, you've done some other terrific music. And very shortly, I'll play a song, which is your latest song. Now, I must admit, the first time I heard it was yesterday. And, mate, I love the film clip. The film clip, I guess, fits the title of the song, but it's a film clip, a very brave film clip, because the camera is on your face, very, very close up. Tell the listeners about the song, and we will play it very soon.
Well, I don't do many covers these days, and this is a cover. It's the old Animals hit from 1967, when I was young, and I thought it was more suitable to a bloke, a septuagenarian, than it was to a young bloke, although it was written by a young bloke at the time, although he's a lot older than me now, Eric Burdon. But and the film clip, I wanted something honest. I don't like, blokes or women for that matter, trying to make themselves look really younger with makeup. I've earned every one of these wrinkles. and I paid a big price for them. And I had no makeup and no hair, you know, and they brought a hairdresser into the shoot. And I said, no, I just want to be me. I'm not unhappy with how I look. I'm not unhappy with my life. And it's a bit tortured, but I love doing it. So it gave me a chance to act a bit. And it's a simple clip, but it holds your attention, I think, don't you reckon?
Oh, I do. And when we put up this interview on podcast, I'll put the link up on the podcast as well so people can click on that and have a look at the YouTube, the clip of it, the video. But
that's great.
I just think it's fantastic, Mike. I describe it as being bloody honest. It's a bloody honest clip and a bloody honest rendition of this song. It's just amazing, and I congratulate you on it.
Oh, thanks for that, Paul. And I think what I'm trying to say is, look, I love the footy songs. I love the heritage of, you know, One Day in September and Up There Kazali and all that stuff. But I do other things, and that's really what I'm saying. And it's had that effect because I'm getting booked now for concerts with my band that are not necessarily just appealing to a football crowd, you know?
Yeah. Mate, congratulations. Number one ticket holder for the Crocs for the 2020 season. And I hope you'll get up for a few games. I hope we certainly have the Neil Danaher, you know, sort of special day where we jump into the ice. I did it last year with Mark Murray from the Gazette, and we had a lot of fun with it. So I hope during the year you can get up here and watch a couple of games, and I look forward to sharing an ale with you, mate.
I will be up for sure, Paul, and thank you very much, mate, for all your support, and hello to all your listeners, and you live in God's finest acre, I reckon, so there you go. We'll catch up soon, and thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Mike Brady, thank you. Bye.
See you, Paul. Bye-bye.
See you, mate.